Following the less harsh and somewhat spring-like start to the week, we have gone back into the freezer today, and cold temperatures will dominate as we wrap up the winter season and turn the calendar to spring. In fact, on Friday, as we transition to spring, it may not only feel like winter, it may look like winter, at least in some locations. Across our area this afternoon, it is cold and very windy. High temperatures are running in the 20s and 30s. We've had frequent wind gusts over 25 miles per hour. At some times, wind gusts have reached 35 miles per hour, making it feel even colder. We have a few snow showers, especially in areas to the west and southwest of the capital region, and we could see some additional snow showers in those areas tonight, and potentially a few mountain snow showers across the North Country. Otherwise, we'll see a general clearing trend into tonight. It will still be breezy this evening. It will turn a bit less gusty later at night, though it should not turn calm. Overnight low temperatures will be in the single digits and teens. A few spots in the Adirondacks could dip below zero. During the day tomorrow, high pressure will nudge in from the west, though it won't move directly overhead during the day, so we'll still have a flow from the north and northwest, and a gusty wind at times. Gusts tomorrow should reach around 20 miles per hour, and temperatures will again be cold, running in the 20s and 30s, but with that high pressure area closer tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine than we've seen today. Then as we work through the day on Friday, we'll watch a storm emerge off the mid-Atlantic coast. At this point, it looks like the potential exists for at least some accumulating snow south of Albany as we work through the day on Friday. There's still some uncertainty in regards to the exact track of the storm, the amount of moisture, and if the mixing line works its way into our area or not. But the bottom line is that there's a pretty good shot at some accumulating snow south of Albany on Friday. That accumulating snow could reach or maybe go a bit north of the capital region, depending upon the exact track of that storm. And it's cold on Friday, and the cold weather goes right through the first weekend of springtime. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clearing, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits to around 10, some areas below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cold tonight, with a chance of snow showers, low in the single digits to around 10, some areas below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Clear, breezy, and cold tonight, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the lower to mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, clear, breezy, and cold, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of snow possibly mixed with rain, especially from the capital region on south, high in the 30s. And on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, primarily north and west of Albany, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.